Welcome to the Brand Promise Podcast. In today's podcast, I speak to one of the world's most sought-after skincare experts, Sarah Chapman. Founder, CEO, and product formulator of Skinnesses Skincare, Sarah is widely regarded as the premier skincare authority, making her one of the most respected experts in the beauty industry, revered by clients, some of which include Victoria Beckham, Gillian Anderson, and Meghan Markle, and industry insiders alike. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brand Promise Podcast. Okay, welcome to the podcast, Sarah Chapman, your first podcast.
It is, and I'm so delighted to be here with you, Louise, and also with Brown Thomas. So very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we're delighted because you were the gift that kept giving throughout lockdown. I don't know what I would have done without some of your products. It was just a joy to be able to create an at-home spa feeling during lockdown. So I'm sure many people are grateful for you.
Yes, we're hearing that a lot. I think, and it's interesting also, we'll talk about it maybe, but hearing what people are feeling about their skin after having this time at home and such a dramatic change in lifestyles and diets and habits. So it has definitely affected people's skin. It's definitely made quite a difference for people. So it'll be interesting to chat through that.
Well, absolutely. And I'm dying. Your career has been just really magnificent to see how it's developed from makeup artist through to, you know, facialist. But now as a founder and, you know, you're a clinic owner, your Skinnesses Clinic, I'd love to first chat about what the process is like for your clients. If they were lucky enough to come to your clinic and get through the long waiting list, what's the process like for somebody coming to you for facials?
Yeah, I mean, our clinic is in Sloane Square, so just in Chelsea in London. So we've got a beautiful big space, and every client is so extremely important to us. So we hope to make people feel five star from the minute they walk in to the minute they leave. In terms of our facials, they're completely bespoke. So one of the things that I've always believed in is skin condition as opposed to skin type, because our skin changes so much all of the time, depending on lifestyle, like with last year, or stress or hormones, or there are so many things that change our skin. So we look at the skin in a very bespoke way to see what we need to do to address its challenges of the time, whether it's something that's affecting the skin that we can see visibly, or whether it's listening to the client about what's going on in their lives and what we kind of need to address. So we really take a close look at the skin. And you'd notice as well, if you came to the clinic, it's not like a normal spa where quite often you're in a cozy, dark room. We're actually a sort of first floor. We've got massive windows. We have a great deal of natural daylight, which is fantastic for analyzing the skin. It means right the way through the treatment, we can really see the skin properly. And we use other additional tools like daylight magnifying lamps, daylight bulbs. And if we really need to, we also have Vizia skin analysis machines that use deep sort of imagery. So we can look underneath the skin at what's happening with the sort of vascular damage. So we can see redness, where that's kind of coming from before it comes through to the surface, or sun damage and hyperpigmentation. So there's a great degree of assessment of the skin. And then the treatment will be really tailored to what the person would need on that day. So we would really mix together fantastic massage, very signature massage techniques, which are quite vigorous, but actually quite relaxing and quite meditative at the same time. And we might put that together with some really good old fashioned techniques like steam and extraction. Or we might bring in some more big guns with some technologies and microneedling, IPL. We've now got a medical suite in the clinic, so we've got lots of more Medi skincare technologies. So it's really using all the tools that we've got in usually an hour and a half bespoke treatment to really address the skin and to treat that. And then we would always finish with some skin insurance, high SPF, before sending anybody back out to the world.
Mm-hmm. And regardless of the challenges, then, before you send your clients back out into the world, what's the most common advice you give them to protect and look after their skin?
Well, I think the most important thing really to do for your skin is to wear an SPF every day. And I think we've really changed the perception of that over the years. You know, it used to be to put an SPF on when you were going to the beach. Mm-hmm. And the SPF products that were on the market years ago weren't as sophisticated as they were as they are today now. And so when you did put a product on, it usually felt heavy or chalky or gave a sort of a bit of a dull palette to the skin. Now we have such sophisticated SPFs that you can layer them with serums and moisturizers and just put them on almost as a thin veil on top of the skin so they don't interfere with city life or makeup wearing. And so it's really important for people to wear an SPF every day, really to ensure against all of the light damage, the UV, and also digital damage now. People are spending a huge amount of time on screens, and there is some evidence to show that blue light and the things that we're not seeing coming out of the screens are actually damaging at a cellular level in the skin. And we may see that damage in the years to come.
Oh no, that's all we needed.
So protection every day is really key. I mean, we always tell people as well, you know, UV rays penetrate through glass. So if you're sitting at your desk by a window, you are getting sun damage unless you're protected.
Okay, well, that's already learning for me. I've been speaking to you for just about 2 minutes. So even inside and whilst on the computer, is which we're on all the time, that's vital.
Yeah, absolutely essential. And, you know, sun damage is something we don't necessarily see until later in our years in life. A lot of our sun damage is actually done, up to our teenage years. Mm-hmm. And certainly for myself, when I was a teenager, I used to sit in the sun. I used to put factor two oil on. I didn't know about the damage that you would get from sort of UV. I knew you could burn, of course, and I probably did burn many times, but I think now we're so much more aware of what it's going to do to the skin and the long-term effects. Obviously, there's the very serious health effects of skin damage and sun damage, which can be skin cancers. But there's also just the damage which we can see visibly in hyperpigmentation and unevenness in skin tone and acceleration of aging and breakdown of collagen. Mm-hmm. So much that we see on the skin is coming from those sort of years of sun damage that we now call aging. Mm-hmm. So the more you ensure, the more you protect, the more you're going to stay looking fresh and healthy and youthful for longer.
And obviously prevention is the best way, but say if you have those issues now with your skin and you've sunspots and you have that kind of sun damage that you've outlined, how do you treat that then via your products or your treatments?
A mixture. I mean, always there's a degree of improvement you can get with products at home, but actually treatments in clinic can take it, you know, 10 steps further. So if you were coming to the clinic and you could see age spots, hyperpigmentation, patchiness on the skin, which has occurred from UV damage, we could look at treating with IPL technologies, laser technologies, something that really can target light deep down into the skin and blast that sort of melanin activity down there. So there are things that we can do in clinic that are much more effective than we can do at home. But at home, looking for products which have got vitamin C in, which is really lightening alpha arbutin. There's lots of ingredients that actually you can see a really good benefit. And the beauty of using product at home is you're doing it every day. So where you come for a treatment, that's almost like your booster, if you like. But if you're using products every day, you're going to see changes in the skin. You maybe don't notice them quite as much because you're looking at your skin every day. So it's a gradual change, but you can really improve. It's almost like doing the homework for yourself. So using products, we have a product called Skin Tone Perfecting Booster, which is specifically targeted for sort of uneven pigmentation. But throughout the range, I use lots of ingredients that really help to sort of improve the evenness on the skin, and also looking at where we're losing the collagen, the deeper lines are forming, or crepiness is forming on the skin, all of those signs of aging and damage that we see as we get older.
Mm-hmm. And we're in Ireland, we're finally seeing the light at the end of this lockdown tunnel. But so thankfully there's, you know, events and weddings and all sorts of lovely things on the horizon for all of us. So if our listeners are wondering about preparing for an event and ensuring their skin looks its most radiant and the makeup works well and sits perfectly, how do you prepare for that? So say somebody getting ready for their wedding, when should you begin?
If when we're looking at somebody who's getting ready for a wedding, we love to start seeing them sort of 6 months before, because there's so much that you can do for the skin, but to try and do it all at once just before a big event is difficult to do because you don't know how the skin's going to respond. There's also usually high levels of anxiety and stress in the real lead up to a wedding. So we start with people 6 months before, and then we can take their skin on a really full journey, whether it's taking it through certain periods of time where we can address things like sun damage, and we can do IPL, or we can do firming treatments like tips, or some of the more slightly medi skin technology treatments. And then as we get closer to the wedding, we're really using a lot of massage. It's looking at hydration, supporting the skin, hyaluronic acid, omegas, which will strengthen the skin to build up that amazing glow that you want for the wedding day. And we can use microneedling to get some of these products deeper into the skin. And then actually what I tend to try to do is the week of the wedding is do a treatment as close to the wedding as possible. So I may even do it the night before. And so all the product is left on the skin. We do a lot of massage. It's really lifting, it's depuffing, it's draining, but it also helps the bride sleep really well and have a really good night to wake up refreshed and the skin really glowing. So that's the way that we would sort of approach a kind of pre-wedding. And if somebody wasn't able to maybe go for a treatment, we do like a 10-day ampule radiance recharge set, and we often get people to do that in the 10 days leading up to the wedding. So there's lots of little tricks you can do at home yourself. It doesn't always have to be going for the professional treatments, and if you're doing, if you've got an event that isn't necessarily a wedding, then it's great even just to have one treatment before that, or to maybe get some products that aren't the usual products that you would use and use them over the few weeks leading up to your event. So really supercharging your routine and looking at some technical sort of targeted serums and maybe devices that can almost give you a professional sort of expert treatment at home.
Hmm. So if somebody in Ireland listening hasn't the opportunity to get to Sloane Square, but they have an event on the way, something like the Miso Melt infusion system, that microneedling system you have for at home, could work really well.
Exactly. And I think, you know, one of the things that we've really focused on is bringing a piece of that treatment room to people at home, because it is very difficult. And we, you know, we have people using the products all over the world, so they can't necessarily come to our one clinic in Sloane Square and have a treatment as much as maybe they would love to. So we've really focused on how do we bring the expertise from the treatment room home, and also those devices and those tools and those techniques. And Mesomelt infusion system is a prime example of that, because we do a lot of microneedling in clinic, and I've probably been doing microneedling for close to 15 years. So before it ever even became popular, and seen amazing results. So in clinic, we would use it in lots of different ways, whether it's with anesthetic to really deeply charge up the collagen production and tighten and smooth the skin, or whether we just use it very mildly in a stem cell collagen treatment to infuse stem cells and peptides and vitamins into the skin by creating little micro channels that the products can break through that sort of skin surface barrier. And Mesomelt infusion system is really taking that expertise, the technologies, and giving it into a system for you to be able to use at home. But one of the things that people often used to say to me is that they were really worried about microneedling themselves at home, because they were worried about maybe creating too much damage to the skin, but also keeping the actual device sterile so that it wasn't causing spots or spreading bacteria. So we've designed a device which is actually made up of needles that are crystallized hyaluronic acid and actives. So they feel like a little needle. They don't hurt, it just penetrates the very surface of the skin. But as it then works with a special serum that you've got, they actually dissolve into the skin. So if you imagine the point of the needle as it just goes through that surface of the skin, starts to release this pure hyaluronic acid, peptides, vitamins, and all the things that we are trying to get in there to really improve and regenerate your skin. So it's a simple, simple system to use at home, and you get sort of three different treatments in the kit. And that is a great way to sort of substitute what you can do in clinic.
it's just fascinating, you know, how you create these products, which do exactly as you just outlined there. What, like, so for something like the MesoMelt infusion system, you know, and that very unique way the needles dissolve, what's the development process like for something as technical as that? You know, how long did it take you to create that?
Well, it's interesting, actually. I mean, all our products do take a long time to create because they are sort of stepping outside the box a bit. I really push the boundaries with my chemists and with development. But everything comes from the inspiration from the treatment room. It's our face to formula approach. So it starts as a gem of an idea when in clinic doing treatments, treating faces, listening to people, what do they need? What are we doing for them in clinic, but how can we give them something then at home? Mm-hmm. And then that sort of gem of an idea sort of stirs and stirs and starts to create into something. And then I work with my team, we do a lot of research, and then we have chemists and laboratories that we work with all around the world. So we'll look to where has got the expertise for that particular type of product, because it might be very different for a device like that to if it was a serum oil that we wanted to create. Mm-hmm. And then it's working with the labs and with the chemists to really find the latest, but also the most proven ingredients and technologies. And then it takes a lot of time of testing and sample testing. So everybody in the business is a guinea pig. We all test everything. And then once we've reached a certain point, we'll start sort of reaching out to friends and to great clients who are also really good for testing and feedback. So it takes time. I think that might have taken maybe a year and a half, 2 years to get that device right. And we also wanted to encapsulate very specific ingredients in with it that we use in the treatment, so we know give us the fantastic rejuvenating results. So actually trying to infuse those in with the hyaluronic acid in the needles was quite challenging.
I think there's been, like, it's quite inspiring to hear the, you know, the many transformations your career has enjoyed. So you started as a makeup artist first, and then how did you decide to become a facialist?
I did start as a makeup artist. It's interesting. And I think seeing people's skin and doing makeup for sort of shoots and stuff at the beginning, I could really see that a lot of the people that I was seeing didn't have great skin, and you spent a lot of time correcting what was there. But also there was amazing things you could do with makeup. You can change the shape of somebody's face, as we know now, and this was years ago. And I just became more fascinated with the sort of with the canvas, with the actual skin underneath, and how to really get that at its optimum and at its best. So I started that sort of journey, and I worked with then different skincare companies. And I also then, as I progressed and became sort of more obsessed with skin and products, I trained in cosmetic science. So I've really sort of done a full journey through. But my very early days of training, I trained as a makeup artist. But then as I got more interested in skin, I actually trained as an aromatherapist, and I did full sort of beauty therapy. So it gave me a real 360 degree look at people and at skin, but it makes me think about lifestyles, and it brings in the massage techniques that I learned from when I trained in aromatherapy, and puts it all into one sort of mix. So it's not one dimensional. We really can look at so many different aspects.
Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to have that 360 view and be aware of everything that is required to make skin or to bring skin to its very best condition, but then to actually go about formulating the products, that's an entirely different industry for you. So what did you feel was missing in the market? You know, how was that adaptation from facialist to formulator?
It's interesting, because it was, for me, it was crystal clear. And they often say, you know, it, with an entrepreneur, it's one little thing. And for me, it was very crystal clear. I worked with some really technical cosmeceutical products in my treatments, but at the time they didn't feel great, they were sticky, they didn't necessarily smell great, so the experience of beauty wasn't there. So if I was doing a facial, I would use these really technical products, but I would also use some amazing beautiful botanical smelling oils, or I used to bring in floral waters from Italy and try to make my experience deliver the results, but actually do it in a really beautiful way. And I, over the time, thought, why can't you have these kind of really technical, results-driven, cosmeceutical, slightly medical products, but have them so that they smell great, they look great, they feel great, the textures are great, so that when you use them, you get the pleasure factor of beauty, which is part of what makes you feel good. So for me, it was crystal clear to just to really merge those two worlds of skincare together. So every product you have, the heart of it is serious performance. It's using high concentrations of active ingredients. It's focusing on things like vitamin A in concentrated forms, and stem cells, peptides, you know, really, really targeted ingredients. But actually, when you put them on, you'd think you were using sort of a beautiful botanical range because it's scented with essential oils and the textures are so refined. So you really do enjoy using your products. And actually, I think testament to that is that many of our clients have been using the same routine almost with slight changes for the last 10, 12 years since I launched the products.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of your career now, you know, you have that longevity with your clients. You're running a clinic, you're constantly introducing these revolutionary products to the market. How do you juggle everything? How is that possible?
It is a lot. There's a lot to juggle, but it's also intertwined because, as I sort of mentioned before, if I'm in clinic doing treatments, that's where the ideas for products come from as well. So the face to formula sort of piece. It all kind of works together. Then I've got a great team that support me. And I think that's really important. Over time, you develop your team, the right people. So I can start with an idea, but I've got great people around me that can then research that. We'll brainstorm, we'll flesh things out, we'll start to generate how that all really works. But I think, you know, when you are so busy, busy people get a lot done, I think is the case, isn't it? We often find that actually if we take time out and we don't have too much to do one thing in a day seems like a huge task. And I think some people over the last year have found that quite a lot. I think you can be busy and you can fit an amazing amount into what you do every day. But I think the key things are that everything really sits together, running the clinic, working on new products, running the business, but then having the great people around you that really help to make that happen every day.
And as a CEO, as a businesswoman, if there was somebody listening who, you know, recognized a gap in their market, like what advice would you give them to make that change or to make something happen?
I would say don't be afraid. I would say don't be afraid to make a change. And if you're really passionate about something, to follow your gut instinct and to do it. You know, I think you can listen too much to other people. And I didn't do that because I had such a clear vision. Even with my best sort of product, my best-selling product, my hero, Overnight Facial, I wanted to call it that. And at the time I worked with different consultants and everybody said to me, oh no, that doesn't make sense. I don't think people will get it. And it's been such a brilliant name for the product because it really says what it does and people totally get it. And I think that from the small things like that through to people maybe not encouraging you to follow your passion, just don't listen too much to other people. I think fear stops so many people. And certainly if I'd known what it took to run a business, the fear may have put me off. So I think actually you need to just take a leap forward, believe in yourself, think outside the box, and you can achieve your goals. You just might need a different approach to it or a different way of thinking. So if you have something that's an idea and you really want to try, I would always encourage somebody to do that.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the Overnight Facial, and I don't think I've ever used anything that smells as glorious as the Overnight Facial. It's all beside my bed. But beside that is the facial lift. And I think that I've become obsessed with this. So talk to me about the benefits of the facial massage. I use it every night and you just instantly feel plumper and better. What are the benefits?
Well, we know that facial massage is so good for the skin. It's been sort of tried and tested and used over the years. So massage itself is so good in so many ways. It's good for boosting circulation. And every time you bring that blood flow to the skin, you're actually helping to feed your cells with oxygen and nutrients, and it's creating activity. It's waking everything up. And massage is also good at draining away toxins and stimulating that sort of lymphatic toxin release in the skin. So there's a lot of things that massage can do. Releasing muscle tightness and tension as well can sometimes give quite a good lifting effect, because if the muscle tension is, say, by the sides of the mouth or in the jaw, it can pull you down, and therefore you look like your skin is dropping, but actually it's not, it's just tension. So all of these elements in massage are great, and it's these that we've encompassed in the facials with the gymnastics massage, with the drainage massage and our lifting massage. And people used to ask me all the time, can you just teach me that movement so I can do it at home? And then they'd come back the next month and say, I tried, but it's just not the same as when you do it. So that's why I created the facial lift. And the facial lift massager was probably 8 or 9 years ago. And it's interesting now that devices have become such a new trend in everything, but it's really mimicking that deep massage that we do in treatment. So it's helping to drain away the toxins, which gives this lovely sort of sculpting effect on heavy jaw lines, on the neck. It's stimulating circulation, so it brings that flush to the skin. It oxygenates and energizes the skin. It's great to use with a cleanser if you get breakouts on the jawline, because it helps to move that out towards the lymph nodes. And really, it's such an easy device, because you don't have to plug it in. You don't need to charge it. It doesn't have an app. And I find that now so many people just love the simplicity of it. But you can use it with product or without product. And as you know, from using it, it just makes the skin really feel alive.
Absolutely. You have a lovely glow after using it, I find. And the other tool that I have become very reliant on is the facial steamer. So your Pro Hydro Mist. What are the benefits of facial steaming, and how often should we do it? I'm obviously grilling you for all this advice now for my personal reasons, but I think people really benefit from it. But yeah, facial steaming.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, the facial steamer has become so popular during this whole past year. So I think the beauty of steaming is you can really do it pretty much on any skin. I would say that if you have a skin which has any sort of infections or breakouts or anything like that, I would avoid it. And if you've got very, very cupro skin, lots and lots of capillaries and redness and heat, maybe you want to avoid it. But pretty much everybody else can use a steamer. Our Hydromist steamer actually uses like a nanotechnology. So it's a really micro fine mist. So you don't feel that intense heat that you do with some steamers, and even some steamers that we would use professionally. But it warms up the skin. It helps to soften the skin, but also the hydrating particles in the mist will hydrate at the same time. So if you want to use it as a sort of a deep cleansing, you can actually massage your cleanser while you've got your steamer on, or put an exfoliating serum on like our exfoliating booster. Mm. Or if you just want to use it literally to warm up the skin before you massage with some oils, you know, you can slot it into your routine in quite a few different ways, and it will help to release any blockages that are sitting superficially in the skin because of the warmth and the heat. You know, in our skin, we talk about the sebum in our skin, which is the kind of the substance, the oil type substance that it produces. And this can solidify. It sort of gets trapped in the pores. And that's what we then see as blackheads or whiteheads or spots. And sebum, once you warm it up, it liquefies. So when you do steaming on your face and then you kind of massage across the pores, you're actually manipulating all of that that's just under the surface of the skin, and you're helping to soften and liquefy it so it moves through the skin better. So it's almost like your skin can breathe better, and it will eliminate those toxins through your pores and help you to get rid of any blockages that you've got, but at the same time giving this lovely glow and hydration to the skin.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the transitionary times for women's skin, I'm pregnant at the moment, and it's quite typical. It's the most time your skin needs that extra attention, but you have to be quite cautious about what you use. So what's your advice, your key advice for pregnant women in terms of skincare?
It's interesting with pregnancy in that some people just get really glowy and their skin's fantastic. And some people have a different effect from the hormones, and they'll they'll really struggle and their skin will break out quite a lot and it will become more sensitive and more blocked. So it really depends on how you're responding during your pregnancy. But it's a really good idea during pregnancy to continue with your existing routine and then maybe supplement something in that addresses an issue that's occurring. You can definitely do things like steaming because that's just going to A, feel really good. So it's important to always give yourself some TLC when you're going through sort of pregnancy or any difficult times. And cleansing the skin is really important to keep it clear. And often the skin in the latter stages, or if somebody has quite bad morning sickness during the early phase, can get quite dry and it can also become a bit lackluster. So using nice oils and products with omegas in, which will really just help to keep the skin supple and moisturized and comforted, it is really quite useful. But things like you're doing, like with the facelift, massaging, with steaming, and just giving yourself a bit more of a routine is quite good as well. Yeah. There are some people are concerned about vitamin A during pregnancy. I always say that if you're concerned about anything, to go and talk to a doctor. But we've been using vitamin A in my products and other ranges for years, and lots of all my team continue using it throughout pregnancy. And I don't think there's any documented evidence that by putting it on in your moisturizer at the levels that we would use would have any detrimental effect. It's more if you're using a medicinal vitamin A that it can be, but it's always worth for people to check with their doctors if they're not sure. But for me, I would continue with the whole routine.
And what about, you know, another transitionary time for women, you know, women dealing with the skincare woes that menopause might bring? Is it a similar approach?
It's quite similar. During menopause, the skin does get very dry. As the estrogen levels drop and the skin changes, it can break out a little bit as well, but it tends to become very dry. And a lot of people become quite red and quite sensitive. So sometimes they need to shift their routine to more products which are supporting the skin. Comfort cream, de-stress, and ultra recovery booster that we have quite often will need to give to somebody going through the initial stages of their sort of menopause, when the skin does flush a lot and they're having a lot of hot flushes. It's quite good to just support the skin with ceramides and omegas to keep it sort of as calm as possible during that time. And then sometimes that might last a few years and then they can go back to intensive vitamin A treatments and really start to change their routine again. So it'll depend on the actual person themselves, but definitely I would say that we probably see more changes in menopausal skin than we would on skin going through pregnancy changes. But hormones and stress affect people in so many different ways. So the skin is always going through this fluctuation of change, which is why we have that sort of skin condition belief. What's your skin doing today? What do we need to address today? Because that isn't necessarily the same as in 6 months' time or 6 months ago.
And we have to talk about the boys, Sarah. You have a skincare range for men as well. So what's that market like?
A lot of men use our products. And men are, I think, much better at their skincare routines now. You know, years ago, it was just not seen to be what guys would do. But of course, they've got skin. Their skin is slightly different to us. It tends to be thicker, quite often tends to be more oily. But I think that the key thing for men is that shaving process. So what do they do during that sort of phase of cleaning their face and shaving? So making sure that they're using the right products to shave with on the skin if they're wet shaving, and then the aftercare with that. And again, quite a few of our products work really well for that. Rapid Radiance Cleanse, which is like a clay-based cleanser, which really brightens the skin, but it also softens the stubble and beard before shaving because of the clays, and then followed with the Ultra Recovery and Comfort Cream that I just mentioned, which are really good for soothing, so for shaving rash or sensitivities in the skin. And for men as well, it's really important to hydrate and also to protect, and think keeping it simple like that really, really works for men. Saying that, lots of people want treatments and multiple layers of skincare. So it really depends. Everybody is so unique. I think that's why we take this very bespoke approach. You don't necessarily find a product which is just specifically for one thing. It's very much trying to multitask and also let people be their own sort of diagnostic, mm-hmm. because you know your skin better than anyone else. So what's happening with it at the moment will help you to keep your core routine, but then supplement maybe something in just to target that issue for a period of time, and then maybe you stop using it again. Or maybe you need to increase your usage of masks for a while because you need to really bring the hydration back to the skin. And the same for men and women, for anybody, really the same sort of approach.
And in terms of you, Sarah, you know, I mean, you are the expert that people go to all around the world. What do you do? What's your personal routine like?
I love layering products. So I do use quite a lot of products in my routine. Cleansing, obviously, is really important. My ultimate cleanse is my complete go-to. And I often get asked, well, if there was one product that you could keep, or if there's, which is the one you can't live without. And I fluctuate between a few different products, and Ultimate Cleanse is one of them, because it's the most delicious cleansing balm. You massage it into the skin. You can massage for as long as you like, and it rinses off, and your skin is so bright and it's supple and it feels soft. I use that morning and evening. I then tend to layer different serums. So I'll use my stem cell collagen activator serum and age repair concentrate, which are my sort of super concentrated, rejuvenating, lots of vitamin A, peptides, stem cells, and antioxidants. So all the things we need for that cell rejuvenation, but also for protection. And then I would use specific eye product with eye recovery, and then on top, my Dynamic Defense Concentrate Moisturizer, and then finish with my SPF 50. And we've just launched, actually, literally last week, a new skin insurance invisible SPF 50. So we have a product called Skin Insurance, which protects from UV damage and blue light and all of that sort of surrounding UV damage. And we do a tinted version, which has an adaptive tint that sort of morphs to your skin. We've got a 30 and a 50, but we've just literally launched an invisible one. So it uses lots of optical diffusers, so it makes the skin look beautiful, but it doesn't have color in it. So it means it's really universal and can be used by everybody. So that I'm using at the moment. And then in the evening, I would do my cleansing, and then I would again layer some serums and finish with overnight facial, which I love. And sometimes Icon Night on top of that. I'm lucky because I can have so many products at home. So, but I would say I'm a sort of 6 or 7 steps. But the interesting thing is you can do that with the products and not feel like it's too heavy or it's clogging or they ball off on top of each other. They can be used in this sort of layering process. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I would do Mesomelt Infusion System when I feel like my skin wants a boost, or any of the devices. So steamer, facial lifts, and the Pro Pore Refiner. I don't tend to use that very much personally because I don't get particularly blocked pores. But yeah, so I've got quite a nice routine going on.
Certainly do. But as you say, the products are so light that you never feel like you're over layering. And I have to come back, the smells are just glorious on each of them. So before I let you go, your top 3 tips for healthy skin.
I would say, yeah, cleanse, treat and protect. So cleanse, we know the better you cleanse, the more healthy your skin, the clearer your skin, the brighter your skin. And sometimes somebody might come to us and just say, my skin's just, it's dull and it's this and it's that. And we'll just say, don't change anything else, but change your cleansing routine for the next 3 weeks and their skin will be transformed. So for me, cleansing is step one to really sort of change your skin. And a very good cleanse that is right for your skin makes a massive difference, because if you cleanse with a product that isn't right for your skin, so say for example it's too stripping or drying for your skin, the rest of your skincare is almost trying too hard to work to combat the damage that you've just done with your cleansing. So it's really important to cleanse in the right way. Then my second thing would be treat, and treatment could be a treatment, professional treatment, but really for me it's your serum. Serums to me are so important because the way that they're formulated is with a molecular structure that can really absorb into the skin. So in our serums, we're really loading them with all our concentrated actives. So whether it's targeting vitamin A or again, our peptides, stem cells, antioxidants, whatever we want to target with our serum, we supercharge those products so that they will go into the skin and start to make that real difference. And then your final third one would be to protect. And that's what we've talked about a bit before in terms of that UV and SPF protection every day to have good moisturizing protection. It's like putting on your clothes or your coat, or, you know, you've got, when you go out into the world, you need to put that layer of protection on. So it needs to be moisturizing to hold in your moisture in the skin, but also a barrier to defend against everything that's attacking us. So those are your three sort of key things: your cleanse, your treat, and your protect.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah, it has been an education, and thank you so much for all that, you know, invaluable advice. We really appreciate it, and we're so delighted your products are in Brand Thomas and Arnott's.
Me too. It's really exciting to be there, and hopefully when the world lifts, we'll be able to come over and visit in person, which would be great, and I really look forward to that.
We hope so. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share, and follow us on Official Brand Thomas on Instagram for more updates.